Of all the days to go skiing, we had to pick the one last week where the conditions more closely resembled those on the Caribbean island of Guadeloupe. I'm using Guadeloupe, but feel free to insert a different tropical locale than they typically do this time of year in northern Vermont. That's where we happen to be heading. For those with short memories, on that Wednesday, the record-breaking temperature soared into the 60s in the Northeast and in some places even the 70s. I hemmed and hawed about going, not making my decision until the last minute, but in the end I decided to join my friends Bruce and Nick at a timeshare at Smuggler's Notch for several well-considered reasons. I could certainly use the exercise after a largely sedentary winter and a bout with the flu. The timeshare was only available for a brief couple of days. My wife would undoubtedly welcome a respite from me, and I'm a fair-weather skier. Perhaps not that fair, but given the choice between mediocre snow and sunny skies versus fresh powder but blizzard conditions, I'll take the cushy way out every time. Those conditions are typically hard to find on the East Coast, which is probably why I don't ski more often. A typical run includes long lift lines and a sheet of ice, across which one more accurately skids than skis, confronting mortality with every turn of the hips. If it happens to be lunchtime, your morning culminates in an outrageously overpriced burger, lovingly made to your specifications. I'm joking, of course. The burger comes cooked one way, gray and well done, the saving grace the wilted lettuce, tomato, onion, and mayo you slather on to disguise the taste. My ideal ski trip, unfortunately, would require incurring airfare to someplace like Switzerland where the slopes are wide, the sun shines, and the snow glitters, and at the bottom of the run resides a fine outdoor restaurant serving fondue raclette or a restorative gratiné washed down with a beer or a local glass of wine. But as I believe I've already indicated, skiing was only one reason I decided to join my friends. Perhaps the most significant was the opportunity for some male bonding. By male bonding, I don't mean excessive drinking or making a fool of yourself. Truth be told, I prefer the company of women, but there's something to be said for the occasional uncomplicated companionship of one's own sex. Yes, the beer, but also the casual attitude towards housekeeping and a certain degree of curated crudeness. Bruce and I left Columbia County at around 4 p.m. and made it to Middlebury, Vermont for an early dinner. We'd both attended Middlebury College back in the day, and while the school has greatly changed, we couldn't tell because it was dark. Also, we weren't there to reconstruct our college careers, but simply for a dependable meal and the intangible reassurance that comes from reconnecting with the scene of formative memories. Fog, it turns out, is the result of warm air and melting snow, so the second half of our trip was occasionally precarious as we drove through conditions more common to, let's say, flight than to ground transportation. My favorite memory of our journey didn't actually involve my companions. It occurred when I was ascending a ski lift in the company of a teenager and Travis Scott's Goosebumps was booming from the speaker in his backpack. I had no idea who Travis Scott was, though my lift mate informed me that he's the most popular rapper around. My daughter later told me that his most formidable claim to fame is that he's the father of reality star Kylie Jenner's daughter. While Travis is a Texan, he sounded Jamaican, at least to my ear, as he sang, "I get those goosebumps every time, yeah, you come around." There are other lyrics, of course, having to do with drugs and sex and existential dread, but they went primarily over my head. What I appreciated was the repetitive cadences as the sun shone off the snow and the mild air was filled with the sound of roaring mountain streams. I might almost have been on a beach somewhere warm applying sunscreen. Bruce is one of those skiers who, given the choice, would open and close the lifts, pausing only long enough during the day to consume some gorp. Nick, with whom I'd never skied before, I'm pleased to report, shares my more balanced approach towards physical fitness. By 1 p.m., I was ready to take a break or call it quits, the clouding skies and forecast of rain making up my mind for me. I played it perfectly, returning my rental equipment just as it started to pour. Nick quit after another run, though Bruce, perhaps alone on the mountain except for the ski patrol, decided to brave the downpour for several more hours. By the time he returned for the afternoon, I'd taken full advantage of the condo's jacuzzi and was ready to attack the evening with the focused ambition of one who knows what's expected of him. That's simply to consume his fair amount of pretzels and beer and contribute occasionally to the conversation.